Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I said, it's getting hot in here.
So hot.
So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my clothes off. It's getting hot in here.
Oh, does he remember this? The Hall of Famer joining us on the home of the Cowboys. Did you get any awards for that? Do you remember this, LT?
You guys didn't hear about my Grammy?
No, I must have missed that one, man.
One of the best guys that you'll ever meet, the Hall of Famer, LaDainian Tomlinson. How has life changed as a Hall of Famer? Just the signature? Is that it?
Well, and the fact that when I'm getting introduced, the Hall of Fame tag is obviously a part of my name now.
Okay.
That's what's changed most. And the response, obviously, from people around town and across the country and the airports and whatnot that comes up to me to say congratulations or they enjoyed the speech or what have you.
Come on, I know how it is. You could charge more for that autograph now with the HOF on there.
Yeah, you sure can. And appearances.
and appearances. LaDainian Tomlinson teaming up with FedEx. It's the 15th season of the FedEx Air and Ground NFL Awards. LaDainian, what did you think of the Cowboys opener against the Giants?
Well, I thought it was a great opener for the Cowboys. Obviously, they looked like a team that was in sync. They actually started up where they left off last year, especially, Ezekiel obviously ran the ball well, but I was very impressed with Dak as well. Dak looked like he's ready to take that next step. You saw him, changing the plays at the line of scrimmage. He was in full command of that offense, and that's what you want to see from a second-year quarterback. And defensively, boy, I tell you, I don't think anybody expected that out of the Cowboys defense. You know, Rob Marinelli has done a terrific job with that defense, and he doesn't get enough credit for what he does for that defense.
Do you believe in the sophomore slump possibility?
No, I don't, because I feel like when you're prepared and you have spent all off-season training and preparing for a season and you have studied, I feel like you're going to be ready to play. Like, you're going to perform up to your capability. And I feel like that's the same thing with Dak. You know, he spent all offseason training and getting ready for this season, but also figuring out how he can get better. And just having another year in the offense, it helps him, obviously, take that next step. So, no, I don't think we'll see a sophomore slump from Dak or Ezekiel.
You know, Danny, three rookie running backs are in the top five in rushing in the NFL after 1 week. I know it's just 1 week. And then Zeke is a second-year guy. He's one of the other ones. Does it surprise you how quickly running backs just jump right in and are able to be at the top of their game in year one and week one?
No, it really doesn't, because we've heard this before where it doesn't take long for a running back to transition into the National Football League. So because running the football mostly is about the instincts that you have. You know, if you have great instincts, then you can make a pretty good transition into the National Football League. Now, obviously there is much more involved with a running back than just running the football. I mean, you got to be able to protect the quarterback. It helps if you can come out the backfield and catch the ball. And so having a great understanding of the offense is one that you must have if you want to be successful in the National Football League. But here's the thing. Today, in today's game, they're rotating guys in and out of the game. You know, they have specific guys for certain things that they want to do. If you're throwing the football, we want a pass-catching running back. But, I think it makes it easier for a lot of running backs if they can just play first and second down. And so that helps. But in this case, with most of the running backs, the rookie guys that we're seeing, they are guys that can do a little bit of both. They can do, you know, catch it and they can run it. And so I'm extremely impressed that they are able to handle much of the load of catching the football and running the football.
LaDainian, how would you describe Zeke's style, or is there a certain guy that he reminds you of?
That's a good question. His style, you know, I can't really put a finger on his style, but I'll tell you, I think it can change. His style can change. Zeke can be a bruiser if he needs to be, like he can run through you and be a tough runner, or as we've seen, he can be a guy to make you miss. He can spin off of you, as he did, you know, the other night with the Giants going through the hole and just spin in the middle of the hole, you know, in the hole and made two or three guys miss. But also, he's a guy that's a willing blocker and can catch the ball out the backfield. So I think his style varies. And right now, I can't compare him to anyone. He has his own unique style.
Well, LaDainian Tomlinson, former TCU Horned Frog, Pro Football Hall of Famer, joins us here at 105 through the Fan. Do you know your record as a Horned Frog against SMU?
Let's see. I think 3-1.
That is correct.
Well,
that's
done.
The right answer.
That's the right answer.
Do you know the background of the iron skillet?
The background of the iron skillet. That's a good question. Not really. I just know we played for it, and we always want to bring it back to Fort Worth.
So you don't have the skillet next to the Hall of Fame jacket in the closet?
I do not. I would love it, but in fact, you know, every time we won the skillet, I don't even know where they kept the darn thing, to be honest with you. I don't even know where you keep it.
The great LaDainian Tomlinson teaming up with FedEx, the 15th season of the FedEx Air and Ground NFL Awards. Let's talk about what you guys are doing together with FedEx, LaDainian.
Yeah, so FedEx is in its, obviously you just said, its 15th season of the FedEx Air and Ground, which fans can actually vote for the best performance from the running back position and the quarterback position. And it's easy for them to go vote for that performance. They can either go to Twitter and hashtag Aaron Ground, or they can go to NFL.com/FedEx and vote for their best the best performance. And with that, FedEx would donate $2,000for each player, which totals $4,000. And they support actually the USO program. And if you guys don't know about the USO program, it supports our servicemen and women in their transition from the military to civilian life. So that's pretty good things what FedEx is doing. I don't think a lot of people understand the impact that they have in the community and helping our military.
He's got a yellow jacket, an iron skillet, and a Grammy in the
I said, it's getting hot in here. So
LaDainian Tomlinson on the home of America's team and the NFL. We love you, man. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Thanks. Always a pleasure.
He's the best.
Awesome.
An absolute monster. LaDainian Tomlinson, you talk about fantasy numbers. My goodness. Good grief. That season could be the greatest all time for a running back in fantasy. Will any of these NFC East villains get into the Hall of Fame? The new list is out.
We'll find out.
Mickey Spagnuolo, Cowboys Insider, next.
All right, now give me a little bit of this. I am getting so hot.
I am getting so hot.
I'm going to take my clothes off.
I'm going to take my clothes off.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.